Verse 59.
Mentioned the machlekes Rishonim Halfelim Pshat the machlekes Rabbi Yechon Bar Yishlokish. Shitas Rashi and Teisves and the Ritva is very clear that machlekes Rabbi Yechon Bar Yishlokish is Be'etzem, every Yevomo is a Yishesach. No, boss. It's a Mitzvah Yibum. When the Mitzvah Yibum finishes, the Mele, the Isur Yishesach is back. Every time when the Yibum finishes, the Yishesach is back. That's the Tzura Sadvorim. You have a Parshas Yibum, the Yibum finishes, Gleich to the Tzurika Yishesach. Where it's Miyuset, Gemorah and Dafches, you have to have a Pasuk, Melamed Shemegarsha Begetu Machziro. You have a thesis in Dafches Amud Beis that wants that even Biyoshniya will be also be Yibum. Yibum is a mutar, is a esa dechaloisese. You have a heter le mitzvosai. And the minute that the mitzvah is finished, the avera kum zurik. You have to have a Pasuk, Melamed Shemegarsha Begetu Machziro. On them, after you divorce her, you can't take her back. The thesis, even Biyoshniya, thesis has to have reasons why you're allowed to stay with her. So be'etzem every Yevama, when the story is finished, she's a Yishesach. So why Rish Lakish holds that in the Chalutza is a lav? It's a chorus. You finish the mitzvah, tav zayin a chorus. The Teretz is a bazundere pasuk, a special pasuk, that when you finish Yibum, you have a Avei Rev Lo Yivne. When you finish Yibum, you have a Avei Rev Lo Yivne. Why you need a pasuk that when you finish Yibum, Sido Avei Rev Lo Yivne? If I finished Yibum, Sido Avei, Sido Yishesach. Why I need a pasuk that when I finish Yibum, Kum Tzurik De Yisur Yishesach. And when I finish Yibum, is a Lav of Lo Yivne. Bazunder a pasuk. Kemen Shalei Bola Shuv Lo Yivne. The Teretz is, Shteido Al Kochoch, Shteido Al Kochoch in pasuk, that when, is a Nituk, even that normally when the mitzvah finishes, Kum Tzurik De Yisur Yishesach, here is a bazundere posuk that when you finish the mitzvah, the Isur Yishesach will not come back, and Sido Nora Lo Yivne. So nochmo, Misvore the Yishesach comes back. When you finish the mitzvah, Sido Yishesach. Every time when you finish the mitzvah, Sido Yishesach. Why, and after the Chalitza, the Yishesach doesn't come back? The reason the Yishesach doesn't come back is why? It's a bazundere nituk. Because Misvore the Chalutza had to be Osur anyways. Why Hashem said Lo Yivne? Weiss that Hashem meant is only Lo Yivne. It's a nishtok in chorus. It's a nituk. So Taisus, it's an extra pasuk. Because Mitzvore, I know she's Osur. Why Hashem says again that she's Osur? Hashem says she's Osur only Otzer Lav and Nish Otzer Chorus. We said we have two Mesholim, Mechamer and Shabbos. The Lav of Mechamer. The Gemara says, is only a Lav? It says they start to call Meloche. If it says Mechamer, I know already not allowed to do it. It's only a Lav. Lemadom Aravor El Elav Yotzes. I know you're not allowed to do Meloche. It says, Leisevaru Eish, it becomes only a Lav. Those are the Tzus of the Shmaise, as they gave us. Those are the Tzus of the Shmaise. Memele hold Rish Lakish, she has only a Lav. Aber the Tzoro, Tzurik Neish Asach, the brothers, Tzurik Neish Asach, that's the Shittas Rashi. Rabbi Yochanan holds, what's Rabbi Yochanan holds? Zogt Rabbi Yochanan Pshat. Rabbi Yochanan holds the Firashi, everyone is called a Yevama, and the chalitza is for everyone. Shlichusayu ko avdi. So keilu, all of them have a chalitza. So all of them have a loyivne. So all of them have a nituk. So he's doing b'shlichus the brothers. She's doing b'shlichus the yevames. Everyone gets a loyivne. Everyone gets a nituk. And we made this in Yishtok and Yishesach. So now, misvore de Yishesach comes back. The lav is menatek. The extra person that is only a lav. Lefir Rish Lakish, only she to him have a lav, the rest kede kaime kaime. And lefir Rabbi Yochanan, everyone has the nituk, because shlichusayu ka'avdi, everyone is doing it for everyone, mele everyone has the lav, everyone has the nituk. Das is shitas Rashi. Very glad. Das is shitas Rashi. Thesis in the Ritva. Le'umas dem, the Rashba learns, Dei Shesach goes off b'shas nefile, and never comes back. Even if it's no mitzvah sibu, even if it's no nituk. What is the case of the Rashba that Mem Aleph, a Yevama was hutro, Venesro, she became Achris Isha, and then she's Ois Achris Isha, it's normal mitzvah Sibum, aber Chosra Behutro, Zog the Rashba, the Isra Eishisach goes off, and the Eishisach doesn't come back, because B'shas Nefila is a heter. So Rish Lakish holds, only she has that heter, and Rabbi Yechanan holds, everyone else has the heter. Lo Yivne is not a shayle. Why is Lo Yivne? Aber why is no Kore, Zog the Rashba, B'shas Nefila, the Eishisach falls off. And if it falls off, it doesn't come back. Just Rish Lakish holds, it only falls off from the Yavama, from the one that you do Chalitza, it's Galimilson and Mafra, we'll explain it soon. And Rabbi Yechanan holds, it falls off from everyone. Lo Yivne, if you do Rashba, it's a new parsha. Gzeres HaKosuf, Kevin Shalibon, Shub Lo Yivne. Aber Lomoshel Behutra, Venesra, Vechosra, Behutra, that she became Achris Isha, now she's Ois Achris Isha, you can do Yibum, but it's no Avera to marry her, and it's no Lo Yivne. This is the Rashba. This is the Machlekes. Baal Bobi Maas Beklo, the Machlekes, but these are the two Shittas. Let me gain one more step. So we mentioned yesterday, before we go to Mevar the Machlekes, I want to Mevar Klo, Rashi's Shita and the Rashba's Shita, we'll see Dvorim Nifloim, though. We mentioned another Chikir from Rabbi Seinu. What is the Isur Lo Yivne? Stop, it's a lav, Lo Yivne. Sido a lav, Lo Yisil Bashkilayim. Sido a lav, Lo Yisach Bel Beged Almono. Sido a lav, Ger Lo Yisanu. And Sido a lav, Lo Yivne. Kevin Shalibonosh Pamachas Shub Lo Yivne. Stop a lav. Or, no. The Lo Yivne is a leftover, is a shiraim from the Isur Eishesach. It's the Isur Eishesach. A mini Eishesach. It's small. Epis Giblibon from the Isur Eishesach. Mechatez it to think like that. But we said, as they stated in Meiri, and as they were Medaik in Apor Rashi's last year, and the Brimazu very poshut. Rashi Lishitoso, he could learn like that. Because Rashi learned, the etzem de Yishesach comes back. Every Yevoma, when there's no more mitzvah, de Yishesach comes back. No vas. And the Yevoma is a pasuk, is a gilui. Hashem said, Val yidin chalitze, I menatek it mikores lelav. It's an extra pasuk, lenatek mikores lelav. Here Hashem is mafkia. Misvore de Yishesach comes back, like Taisa starts. No, Hashem is menatek mikores lelav. What is the gather? You could say Hashem raised the Yishesach and put an Isur instead. You could say much better. Not if Hashem raised the Yishesach and put an Isur instead. Hashem took the Yishesach and said, no, it's no chalitza, very small. But blibin, no the love, no the love. Yishesach on a chorus. Hashem was mitzamtzen. Be'etzem, she's the Yishesach. Hashem said, no, after chalitza will be no Yishesach, it'll be mitzumtzen, and it'll be only a love. Aber the Yishesach dik a love. Mashengel, if he the Rashba, that the Yishesach goes off, even before the Chalitza, even before the Lo-Yivne. Lo-Yivne is a new parsha, but you have to learn that Lo-Yivne is a Naya parsha. So if he Rashi, we could learn that it's not a Naya parsha. It's not a Naya parsha. It's the leftover from the Yishesach. It's an Ervedike parsha. Loshen Rashi, we said Mentes. Loshen Rashi, Nunamud Beis. Rashi calls it Lav Desher. It's a parsha. And if he the Rashba, it's a Naya Lav. So, the Kesher Ledem Machlekes, it doesn't have to be, even if Rashi, that it's a Nituk, could be Hashem took off the Yishesach completely, and now he put a new lav, that is called Lo-Yivne. It doesn't have to be that it's a Shirayim. But if Rashi, and the Meiri, it's the Meiri says that it's a Yishesach, the Meiri in the Akdom at the Masechtin, the Meiri Bayos, and the Ritva, and the Pshat is we said it's a Shirayim. Meshekel if the Rashi, we can't say it's a Shirayim, because the Yishesach is open. Dova Poshet, Dova Poshet. Reb Nochem, when he started the sugya, so from the first tesis in the sugya, he said that even the tesis holds that it's a nituk, and it'll be very gishmak that tesis will learn, like Rashi, that it's a leftover of the shiraim of the Yishesach, but if you see the tesis, you can't say it. Lama zan the hersh the tesis in the sugya. Acholetz liyavim tei v'chozav v'kitsha. So tesis adekashel, who the sugya here is megea, after chalitza, if you have a lav, if you have a chorus, and her, and the tzoro, and the achim, and the brother, v'osin megea v'chozav v'kitsha. And the sugya before that, if she falls later to Yibum, it's a shayla. Aber legabi de avere, if you have a mitzvah to marry, if you do averes kores, averes lav, iu, the achim, the tzores, nechur is no shaychas if it was mekadosh or not. So k'teisves, leke le meimar, the nokat, v'chozo v'kitsho, l'ashmein and du ein echayv, and achalutze kores, avala vike, lefishi kitsho. Teisves says, maybe it's a chidush, that you get malkes for the kiddushin alein. Some averes, you only chayv for the beer. Mamza. If you mekadesh, it's a shayla. Moses kiddush v'leibo alein aloike. Maybe I would think that lo yivne, especially lo yivne, building. So if I make a kiddushin, ready I'll be chayav. Tamrim b'kiddushin b'edim arzik v'shos ishim kiddush v'leibo alein aloike. Derech binyan osot teiro. We see in the Gemara that binyan means a beer. Binyan doesn't mean kiddushin. But maybe does it, maybe does it later. Maybe as a taste of the Kedai, if you make Kaddish the lady, you'll get Malkus. So taste is no derech binyan as the Torah. You're not chayv. So why the Gemara said Kiddushi? So taste is, mishum di mes pleini, and pliki rabbi yavir shlokish, im skukil yavim lo achi bolam. Ein achanam, it's not megeh to our sugya, just if it's mekadesh, so lefir shlokish for the rest of the brothers, it's kores, and lefir rabbi yachan it's a lot. So Rav Nochem, but taste is had us on Kedai, or if you mekadesh this lady, you get Malkus. When a person is mekadesh is his ach, he's not chayv Malkus. If you mekadesh is his ach, no more is his ach. Ein kiddushin tefsim be'arayis. But not only because ein kiddushin tefsim, first leimotzonu Malkus be'ish esach for kiddushin. And more from that, even you tell me maybe the reason you mekadesh is esach, you don't get Malkus because ein kiddushin tefsim be'arayis, Taisus says in Yudu Mudalev, in the last Taisus, in Dibur HaMasri L'Rab Yude, the first two lines, that in all of the arayis, the state lo yegal ervosom, it's a beer. So in Ishesach, state in Teir, lo yegal ervosom. So the original Ishesach, you need a beer. How you have a salkedaitach that lo yivne, you'll be chayv in the Kiddushin alay? If it's a new lab, no shaykhis. Ishesach is over. It's a din, came in Shalibon, shuv lo yivne, not nice, don't build it again. So maybe I'm chayv Malkus in the Kiddushin. But if the getter of the parsha is that it's a leftover of the Ishesach, so it can't be that the Ishesach alayin, if you do Kiddushin, you're not getting Malkus. And here you'll get Malkus. So chluyal al adas. I said, not only because it's not Teufis, because it's legal ervosa. So if you say only because it's not Teufis, so lo imotzonu. But Teisus says in the few, because she's legal ervosa. Legal means bebiya. So we made a mistaber in Teisus that he learned that it's taka nula. We'll be more gishmak if he would take a go, at the derech of the andre. So it's nishkin mechai. That's the oral Reb Nochem Zokna. Calls man she's a Yevama, right after she finishes to be a Yevama. We speak now when she finished to be a Yevama. Then the Ishesach comes back if he tastes. Tastes says Mefurish, that Misvora the Ishesach would come back. The first, where we see this, the whole sheet of Tastes. And the first line of the Brahmaschil Iyu. Iloya veksiv lo yivne, have amine de afilu hu ala chalutza bekores. Misvora the Ishesach comes back. This is the taste that we're mentioning the whole time. Misvora the Ishesach comes back. Ayater lo yivne lenatko mikoros lelav. This is the way we read Tesis. Ilav deksiv lo yivne afilu iu ala yevomo ave mikoros. Why? If you finish the mitzvah, the Ishesach comes back. And velokho is nasa kishne lechol dovo. Bi yoshniyo is a heter. Stam, when you finish, it comes back. No, ayater kro is a parsha smitu. So I want now to go over together to learn duch, shitas rashi, Tesis, and the ritva mitzadechot, and shit as a rashba mitzad sheini. Vashkofa rishon, it sounds very clear. I think, Baruch Hashem, we learned it, and we have it clear. I want to go duch, to build up both shitas, and we'll see how much we manage to go in to the oimek ha'inyon. We'll start with shit as rashi. Shit as rashi sounds very clear. Be'etzem, like Taisa started, misvored de ishesach comes back. Zokt reish lokish, what I hold that be'etzem de ishesach comes back, and the yevoma and everyone that comes back, and the chalutze, I made a chalitze, so chalafen lo yivne. Kevin shalibon shuv lo yivne is a nituk. Hashem gave an extra pasuk, so the chorus goes off. And the rest, kedekayme kayme. Loshna gemor is mamish zis. My time at the rishlokish, omar rishlokish, dichsiv lo yivne, kevin shalibon shuv lo yivne, means it says a pasuk only alav. It's a nituk. That's where you read the gemor. My time at the rishlokish is a nituk. Dichsiv lo yivne, kevin shaloibono shuv lo yivne, only alav. Ihu de koibe lo yivne is a nituk. Achim, kedekai mekaime. Ihi, koibe lo yivne. Soro, kedekai mekaime. Lo shna gemor lefir ishlokish, stochaf levofer. Vos hat Rabbi Yochanan. Zokter Rebel Chonon and Simen Dalet Oistes, we mentioned Rebel Chonon. Vos hat Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan holds also the same shtickle, nituk. Even in our Gemara, we don't know klo what Rabbi Yochanan holds. Rabbi Yochanan didn't speak out klo what he holds, but we mentioned already Rashi daf mem amud beis, Rashi mem tes amud beis, Rashi nun gimel amud alef, Rashi all the times in Yevomes, all the Rashi's that we mentioned Ashir, and daf bayos, and daf yud alef amud alef, and mem amud beis, and mem tes amud beis, and nun gimel. Rashi in all these places mentions klo that Rabbi Yochanan holds exactly the same shtickle for Rav Shlokish. The lav is menatek mikoros lelav. Just Rish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan holds that the Zikah is on all of the bais, and the Chalitza midin shlichusayu, ki'ilu all of them are doing Chalitza to all of them, so all of them have a loyivne, while all of them have a loyivne, v'mele, all of them have a nituk. Because everyone has a Zikah. Now you pick one. The Teretz is was a Zikah to everyone. And now you're doing a Chalitza. If now you're doing a Chalitza, so we made it the Pshat is, so Ki'ilu, all of them having a Chalitza. So all of them having a Layivne. So all of them having a Nitu. So it's very, Rabbi Yochanan is right. In beginning, everyone has a choice to everyone, and now only one of them is doing it. Obviously, al kochoch, it's midin shlichus. If it's midin shlichus, so everyone has to have a leivne. So if everyone has to have a leivne, so how Reb Shlokish holds that only one gets a leivne and the rest get a kaim mekaim? Zogt Reb Elchanan, he found a Yerushalmi, that Reb Shlokish holds tigal lemilsa lemafreya, that the one that did the chalitza, she was the only one that she was kuka. Now, Rabbi Yochanan learns everyone gets the zikah, and the chalitza is to everyone. It didn't shlichas. Reb Shlokish holds, so why you don't do chalitza to everyone? The Torah says, the one that I do chalitza to, tigal lemilsa lemafreya, that she's the one. Mela, she's the one that had the zikah. She's the one that gets the loyivne. Mela, she's the only one. Can the kaimer kaimer? Zok Rabbi Yochanan, it can't be mikor. Mikor midat mikor. Boy hi. And now it's only one. The teretz is it's working mitzad shlichusayu. If it's working mitzad shlichusayu, so mela, everyone has a loyivne. So everyone has a nitu. This is the teretz of Rabbi Yochanan and Dalad Oistes. So the lomdim, the younger lomdim, they ask a kasha. It's a younger kasha. I'm not sure you say, we'll say, Klo, what is the answer? I'm not missing the kasha. It's a younger kasha. The answer is that kasha. If Reb Elchanan is right, that if I do chalitza to one, lemafreya, she's the one. If I do yibum to one, lemafreya, she's the one. So how you have bichlal tzor haselve? How much kachas le tzor haselve? Are you vome falls, a erve? With another tzora. Do yibum to the tzora, lemafreya, she's the skuka. The elder was never a skuka. Why not? What? So the Shlokish will see from here that he's wrong. That everyone is zakuk. So the Shlokish has to argue with Rabbi Yechon how it works. If you're telling this guy, Mr. Lemafreya, I don't understand how tzora selva works. But I will ask it shalfa. What are you telling me about? Hashem said he can't do it. It doesn't start. But I'll ask you a better kasha. The other brother went and he made a yibum to the tzara. Now he's buying the mitzvah mafreya that this brother bichlal was not in the parsha, and that erva bichlal was not in the parsha. Now when that brother dies, Shayla, I'm not allowed to marry the tzara, right? Why? She was never a tzara selva bichlal. She never fell to me le yibum. It was never nesro. She was never nesro to me to yibum. And she was never skooker to me, and she was never skooker to my brother. He took the tzara, and now I can marry her. How she became a tzara? In Misgal and Mirsa Lemafreya, that only she felt it. So first, we know already why we need a posuk tzara tzara before Rabbi Akiva Egan Ushgivus. It's a meveshif havos nahom na posuk tzara tzara, because Misvor, you're telling me, takas in ishtok tzara tzara, but that tells Rabbi Akiva Egan's kasha. What? The teretz is not that the finish lock is more the teretz of Rabbi Afrom Kivegas Kasha. Doesn't need the teretz of this Kasha. I'm telling you more than that. If you answer Nigzeras Akosu, so instead of saying Zeras Akosu, it would be a raya that Rish Lokish is wrong. And Rabbi Echman is right. And Litzro Shtaydet, all of them fall. As a Echata Sinishkin Kasha. Echata Sinishkin Kasha, because it's not a stir to say Lemafreya to say that they fall together. Das war Riba trachen, das sagt, und darf ich dafür sagen, nach Terz auf dem. Aber das sagt nach Riba der Kasche, die denken auch, es ist eine junge Kasche, es ist nicht genehm, es ist eine Kasche. Sei, aber der Meister ist gar nicht mehr so dem Afreya. But before I'm saying, you're right, but after I do Yibum, it's Mutter. So if, even if you tell me, I can't start to do the Yibum, but if my brother will do the Yibum, and then she will fall, Chush and Arayva. Aber das ist nicht ein Kasche. I'm asking, aber das sie falls le Yibum, nur der Zikah ist ein Afreya. Er sagt, es ist nicht ein Kasche. The Shalf and Nusach, how to answer it, I don't know how to say Klor, the Nusach, aber es ist nicht ein Kasche. I want to go back to the Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yechon. Let me get to Rukta Shlokish Rabbi Yechon. So, Rish Lakish holds only one has chalitza because Lemafreya she's the one, the Mele she has a loyivne. Rabbi Yochanan holds everyone has a loyivne. Why? Shlichosayu koavdi. So I want to ask you a shayla. Now, that's a hand good. This kasha for the Michtam Ladovi. Starke kasha. If someone will ask you, so what is the time of the Rabbi Yochanan? Rish Lakish holds only one of them has a nituk. Rabbi Yochanan holds all of them have a nituk. So my time of the Rabbi Yochanan, what is the reason of Rabbi Yochanan? Val shlichusayu ko avdi. So all of them are beshlichas. So all of them have a layivne. So all of them have a nituk. Right? Now let me learn the lashon of Rabbi Yochanan inside. For Rabbi Yochanan, mi'ike mide de mi'ikori iboye haicholitz. V'iboye haicholitz. Iboye lehaicholitz. V'iboye lehaicholitz. V'hashto koya lebekores? Yes. Why not? You finish to do the mitzvah, the chorus comes back. The Gemara finishes. Elo iush lichusa de achim ka'avda, the iush lichusa de tzor ka'avda. So what is my time in the Rabbi Yochanan? Why Rabbi Yochanan holds that the loyivne helps? He holds that everyone does it b'tzad shlichas. So everyone does it b'shlichas. So if everyone does it b'shlichas, so everyone has a loyivne. Everyone has a loyivne. So while everyone has a loyivne, because everyone does it b'shlichas. So while everyone does it b'shlichas and everyone has a loyivne, the mele is a nituk. So why Rabbi Yochanan starts and says, "Meikem mide the meikori boye hay cholitz viboye hay cholitz." Rabbi Yochanan had to say, "My time with the Rabbi Yochanan." This is not even a kasha. I'm just saying. First, I'm reading the Gemara. The Gemara says, "My time with the Rabbi Yochanan." Rabbi Yochanan had to say because I hold shlichusayim. The mele, everyone has a loyiv. My time with the Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan had to say, "My time, I hold shlichusayim." The Teretz says, Rabbi Yochanan explains, he's bringing a raya to shlichusayim. He says, "Mikori boye hai viboye hai viboye lehai viboye lehai." In the beginning, everyone could do it, and now only one of them is doing it. Al kolchoch. If in the beginning everyone could do it, and now only one of them could do it, al kolchoch is doing it for everyone. That's the way to read Rabbi Yochanan. Mikori boye hai viboye hai viboye lehai viboye lehai. Everyone wants it. Everyone could do it, and in the end, only one of them is doing it. Obviously, al kolchoch is doing it for all of them. Al kolchoch shlichusayu koavdi. This is the way Rabbi Yochanan learns the Gemara. That Rabbi Yochanan holds, it's a zikah to everyone. How? Bo raya di boye lehai vi boye lehai. If it's a zikah to everyone, so it's a chalitza to everyone. So it's a layivna to everyone. This is what Rabbi Yochanan holds. So the shayla is, Abba Razei, Rabbi Yochanan is not talking the right language. Rabbi Yochanan had to say, Mi'ike mide, di mi'ikori boye lehai vi boye lehai. Al kolchoch shlichusayu koavdi, unse nishtok in chorus. Why he's stuck in the middle that is no chorus? Me'ike mide de mikori boye hai viboye lehai viboye lehai viboye lehai v'hash to koele b'chorus? Why not? Why not? Chorus doesn't go off. You're telling me the reason is no chorus v'alis shlichusayu so is a nituk of aloyivne the nituk of the aloyivne takes away the chorus. The nituk takes away the chorus. On the nituk it's no chorus. So what takes away the chorus? The shlichusayu. So say, al kocho shlichusayu, b'mele, it's no chorus. Rabbi Yochanan doesn't say it. Look what Rabbi Yochanan says. What Rabbi Yochanan says. Mikore, mi'ike, mi'ide de mikore hai, vi'ide mikore hai. Zok Rabbi Yochanan, what he means to say. Obviously, shdo shliches. So say, al kocho, shdo shliches. B'mele, ho b'cha kashe. Why is chorus? He chaps the kashe in the middle. Mi'ike, mi'ide de mikore hai, hai, vi'ide hai, vi'ide hai, vi'ide hai. Mi'ike, chorus? Why not? No, if it's shlichusayu, it's no chorus. So finish. So he finishes it in a second. Shalaki Sidro. The Gemara doesn't make sense. It's a kushi atzumo. It's a kushi atzumo. Why is that a kushi atzumo? It's a milan good pshat mekenish lof in Tazakash. It's a mamish a kushi, it's not a oris. It's a kushi b'choy meradovo. Be'etzem the Gemara ishva. Be'etzem the Gemara ishva. Why the Gemara ishva? Because Rabbi Yechanan's point is that Sidosh Kechusayim. This is the bottom of Rabbi Yochanan. Sidosh Kechusai. So Ba'etzim, he had to say, my time with Rabbi Yochanan, I hold him Shlichusai. This is what he had to say. I hold him Shlichusai. Why he doesn't say that? So Rabbi Elchanan, he wants to explain why he holds Mishlichus Ayub. Because I hold this a zikah to everyone. Mikori by Haibi by I. So obviously, it's not Mishlichus Ayub. The man I hold Mishlichus Ayub. The man I'm asking you a kasha. Vau Sidosh Mishlichus Ayub, Dav Zayn Nituk. So my kasha has to be, Vau Sidosh Mishlichus Ayub, Dav Zayn Nituk. Rabbi Elchanan doesn't say it straight. He starts, Meike Mide Al Kochus in Ishtokin Kores, and Sidosh Mishlichus Ayub. This is a starke kasha on Rashi's Mahalach. Starke kasha on Rashi's Mahalach. The zweite kasha of Rashi's Mahalach is the Gemara in Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis says klo, it's a braise that no one could be chaylik on it. If you do chalitza to a lady, she's asur lekoyen. Right? Machlekes, the Reis, the Rabbonon, Rashi, Tesis, Marcus. If you do chalitza to Isha, she's also to a Kohen. The Tzora is mutter to a Kohen. The Tzora is mutter to a Kohen. And the Shaila is Bishtem el Rish Lokish, it's partial why the Tzora is mutter to a Kohen. Because the chalitza was only done to her, not to the Tzora. But if Rabbi Yochanan, if Shlichusayu Koavdi, Keilu, everyone did Chalitze, why she's also to the Kohen, and the Tzora is Mutter to the Kohen? Shlichusayu? What? I wanted to skip this Kashas, but if you mentioned it, I will say this Kashas. I wanted to ask the Chloe Kashas. We missed the Esther Shiras, so I wanted to go straight to the point. That's the mice that's more than a few dollars that she's mutter lekoy. But Yehuda mentioned, so I will mention this kasha. I didn't mean to ask that kasha. So now, the way we asked one kasha, the Loshon HaGemore is missing Lefi Rashi, the Loshon of Rabbi, the Loshon of Rish Lokish is Givaldik. We see Baal Lefi the Rashbo. Well, forget the Baruch Bel, we'll ask how to learn the Gemore. Lefi Rashi, Rish Lokish is saying the right words. Rish Lokish is saying the right words. Okay, my time in the Rish Lokish, lo yivne nituk. Rabbi Yochanan, the order is not good. He's going to the chat, there's no chorus before he says shlichusayu. The whole point is that the lo yivne makes shlichusayu, and the male has no chorus. How he could say the kasha in the middle? Bichlam Rabbi Yochanan speaks out why he gave this akdome. So Rabbi Yochanan, he was masbir how he knows shlichusayu. Oh, but to say the kasha before shlichusayu? One kasha. Second kasha, if Shlichusayu is kipshutoi, why she's not also to chalitza, to koyen? Why the tzora is mutter le koyen, is mefurish in gemore, and if you'd alef amud beis, kan shon a rebbe, the gemore said that the chalutza is also le koyen, and the tzora is mutter. Gemore dir is betech advorim. Gemore says that it's a baltashris, if you have two yevomes, medin baltashris, you have to do the chalitza, and one of them is already divorced, so you have to do chalitza to the one that was divorced before. Because she's anyway also le koyen. If you do chalitza to the other one, you're answering your stamp to a coin. It's a baltashchis, like the Gemara. As they also allowed them lishpoch meimoy v'acherim tzrichim loy. You're spoiling her for the Kayani. Before she was available to Kayani, now you make... It's a Yisrael Rabbah. B'teich ha-dvorim shtei... The Gemara says it's a Yisrael Rabbah. No, the Gemara speaks about tzoras chalutza. Achois isho, domirat le-Kayani, domirat le-chalutza. Chalutza is machlekes Rashi, tesis at the beginning. Perek Shlishi for Marcus, it was the Reis of the Rabbonet, it's for Kashis of Rashi. What the Yisrael Chalutza is. The Mishnah, Elu Aloikim, Shteyt Chalutza Lekoy. So this is the second Kashi. Why the Tzora is not also? Why the Tzora is not also? The third Kashi that I didn't want to mention, the Avnezer and Reish Chof Beis, brings down four little Kashis. All of them I called one Kashi. He says, if the other brother is a cotton, and Shlichus the cotton, so how you could say Shlichus Ayu Ko Avdi? If he's a Shoyte, and Shlichus the Shoyte. Okay, not so kasha. Zokter, he will ask it better. That's what Rashi says out. What if the brothers tell him, Mefurish, we don't want you to be our Shlich. No, we don't want you. Mefurish, we mechave not to be Yotze with you. So what happens then? The Mamish, I think they say, it's Me'elo. They say, Klo, we don't want to be Yotze this Chalitza. The Torah says, no, I want. You want to do Chalitza to her? I want to stay. Avada is no tzad that it doesn't work, yeah? Avada is no tzad that it doesn't work. What? The Torah says, what's the Shlichus Ayub? So that's the Shlichus Ayub. until after Shlichus Ayin. So it's not Mamash Shlichus Ayin. So Al Kolchoch B'das Rashi, Al Kolchoch B'das Rashi, Medav Zogin, a little bit different. I'm saying, I want to misad the Dvorim, Ander Bleiben Shver, and go to Shita Sateh Arashbo. Again, we have Rebbe Chanan's Mahalach, and we stay with Rebbe Chanan's Mahalach, it's a Maise Nituk, Lefir Yishlokish Lemafreya, it's only on one, Lefir Rabbi Yechanan is a Maise Nituk on everyone, it's a Maise Nituk on everyone. Why is a Maise Nituk? Because Shlichusayu, Kilo, everyone did a Chalitza, so Kilo, everyone has a Loivne, for me, it's a Maise Nituk on everyone. This is the Hesu of the Machlekes, this is the way we're learning, this is Klo. Just we're asking on it, if it's a Maise Nituk, the Lashon Rabbi Yechanan is missing here. The order is not a Richtige order, you have to say, I hold Shlichusayu. Why he gave the Akdom as Okibul Chonon? He wanted to be Mazni. How he knows Shlichus Ayu. But the Kasha was, but he stipped the Rhein the chorus. But he mitten Kasha. So I said, Achoyim adike Kasha. And the second Kasha, I said, Em Shlichus Ayu. So why the Tzor is not also Lekoyen? And I said, another Kasha. Where's the Minui? Okay, Minui you don't have to have. Was mit Kotten, was mit Shoyte. What if they say that they don't want? This is the third Kasha. So, Lama Lozen Deweil be Kasha. Lama Lozen Deweil be Kasha. We'll try to miyasa shitas Rashba in the sugya, and in sof modern tzeit, Eshu will miyasa also shitas Rashi. But the tzuras advarim, we're learning the vayla krebel chol. Also, we have the first kasha with the tzuras elva, but that's not shayches. No, again, shitas Rashba. Shitas Rashba. What is shitas Rashba? So shitas Rashba is. That they shesach kipshutri. But how Rabbi Seinu brought that the Rashba? That the Rashba learns that they shesach goes off b'shas nefile and doesn't come back. As a hutro, they shesach doesn't come back. As they say the Rashba pshat in Rabbi Yechanan. Even if it's no leivne, lemoshu, achisisho, hutro v'nesra v'chosu v'hutro. The lady was a yevamo, he went, he married his sister, she became also. Then his sister dies, she becomes mutter again, it's no more mitzvah sibum, but they shesach doesn't come back. Zog the Rashba will be a loyivne. Zog the Rashba loyivne is only also ma'ase babayis. It's not loyivne. So we have a heter ishesach on a loyivne. So lefi the Rashba, what is the pshat in Rabbi Yechanan? B'shas nefile, everyone is muter. The ishesach goes off. Now, it's another zach. Why is a loyivne? Midin shlichusayu, everyone has a loyivne. So lefi the Rashba, Rabbi Yechanan is saying two chidushim. What happened? Loyivne doesn't take off ishesachs. There's no nituks. Why is no ishesach? B'shas nefile is no more ishesach. All the ishesach goes off b'shas nefile. B'shas nefile is no more ishesach. Why is the lo yivne? A new parsha, shlichusayu. Maskim? First, the loshana gemore now is this. Lefi Rabbi Yechanan. We'll read the second gemore lefi the rashbos noch neifes tzufi. This is what we had before shver. My time in the Rabbi Yechanan. Mi'ike mide de mi'kori boi haicholitz boi haicholitz haicholitz v'hashto koyalo b'kores? If all of them are yivomis, it's no kores. Finish. Now, you know why it's a loyivne? Shlichusayu. Everyone has a loyivne. Two different shliklach. Fakir. Well, we don't like lefi Rashi, lefi the Rashbo, this gemara is a reingesetz zeh gishmak. A reingesetz zeh gishmak. My time with the Rabbi Yechanan. Me'ik emidu nikori boy hai, boy hai, boy hai, boy hai. Elo, it's no chorus. It's off. Finish. I finish my first shlikl. Elo, you shlichusayu k'ashto zik, ay, v'me, it's a loyivne. V'me, it's a loyivne. Take a tzvei halokim. Take it to a look. The shaila is, was hat Rish Lakish? So Rebbe Chonon says, no, Rish Lakish also offered the shtikl teire. Just Rish Lakish also, lemafreya, only one of them. Lemafreya, the one that he did chalitze, she's the hutro. So Rebbe Chonon learns the same thing that Alibida de Rashba. Everyone holds from these two shtiklach. That the Yishisach goes off and doesn't come back. And the one that you do chalitze has a loyivne. Rebbe Yechon holds, everyone has the heter, everyone doesn't have ishesach. Everyone has chalitze. Everyone has a leivne. Two chidush. Rabbi Yechonon says, "Lemafreya, the one that you did chalitze, she's the only one that had the heter. If she's the only one that had the heter, she's the only one that was muta. Now she's the only one that has chalitze. She's the only one that has leivne. But it's no mituk. This is the shtickle of Rabbi Yechonon pshat in the Rashba alibed Rish Lakish. Very gishmak. You read Rish Lakish. It doesn't. Frekter Baruch Ber try to put it in Rish Lakish." My time at the Rish Lakish, Mehetzach on Frank Rish Lakish, why you hold that she doesn't have chorus and only Malkus? Dichsiv lo yivne, kevon shelo bono shuv lo yivne. So, I ask you, why is no chorus? What is the answer? Why is no chorus? She's the Yavama, there's no chorus. So say, she's the Yavama, it's Gali Misr Mafia, only she. The Shlokish didn't say it's Lefi Rashi, it's given Givaldik. The reason is the Nituk. My time in the Shlokish, Dichsim La Yivne. I hold it's the Nituk. Only she has a Nituk, the rest don't have a Nituk. And again, Rabbi Yechon holds everyone. He didn't have the Loshen Gul Lefi Rashi. Lefi Rashi, Rabbi Yechon is Gishmak. Zer Gishmak, the Loshen Rabbi Yechon. My time, everyone has a, no one has a chorus. Why is it La Yivne Shlichusayu? Oh, but my time in the Rish Lakish, Frank Rebuch, Beraf Rebel Chonon, Mahalach. What, you're telling me what? That Rish Lakish also is Galim Lissel and Mafreya, that she's the only Yavama and she and only she. Besides, my time in the Rish Lakish, she's the Yavama and she doesn't have Eish Esach. You open Rish Lakish. My time in the Rish Lakish, Dichsiv lo yivne. Kevon shaloi bono shuv lo yivne. So what? She has a laugh, Fashtech, I want to know why there's no chorus. She's the only one, the other one, Zag Yefes. Zog Rebuch, Bel Mikoyach Diskashe, Rebel Cholan is not right. Rish Lakish holds like Rashi. Rabbi Yechon holds like the Rashbo. As they learned Rebuch, Bel Pshat in the Rashbo. We said it last time from the Bismeir also. Bismeir says on Diskashe. As they zog the Bismeir in Simin Kuf Samach Aleph, we have in Chidush Rebuch Bel Birka Shmuel, Zog Rebuch Bel Birka Shmuel, that the Rashbo will learn that this Shtekulteir that he's saying is in Rabbi Yechon. Not in Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish reason is Nituk. Someone has asked, there's two machlekes in here. Rish Lakish b'chlal doesn't hold Eish Esach goes off. There's a Nituk, and only she has a Nituk. Rish Lakish, Rabbi Yechonon holds the Eish Esach goes off, and also Gradi holds that Shlichusayu, kilu everyone has the Lo Yivne. So it's a doichak shebedoichak. But Rabbi Yechonon says, he doesn't have a pshat. He doesn't have a pshat. Now, I want to start with the vote. The first kasha is Rebbe Ochber is nishgerecht. Why? Why Rebbe Ochber is nishgerecht? So we mentioned the first the loshen. But the first kasha of Rebbe Ochber is the Rashba himself and Daf Mem Dalet says over again the same shtickle we mentioned him, and he says it Ali ben Rish Lakish. He speaks about Alibin Rish Lakish, the first Rashbo and Memdalet. Zog the Rashbo and Memdalet. Vel Rish Lakish. Zog the Rashbo. Oiso Shoso Lechalitze. Kevon Shenita Reish Esach. Reish Esach doesn't come back. Velamim Rish Lakish. Take a bit of Tzor. Elovadi Afil Rish Lakish. Kevon Shemukmin Lo Adino Kiro Lo Yudro Lo Yibom Of the Tzor. Aval Chalutza Bemokim Mitzvahi. Uporach minei isur eish esach legamre misvore keivon shoso imo ilach leitzu liyabe eish esach goes on misvore nishfunitu. One reason that we can't learn as Eber Rebbe Ochber. The second reason we can't learn like Rebbe Ochber is the Rambam. We mentioned the Rambam, as Hashem will see the Rambam inside, but the Rambam in Perek Aleph Aloch Yud Beis holds like the Rashba that eish esach goes off b'shas nefile. The Rambam says mefurish that lo yivne is the Rabbonon midivre soifrim. Now then the Rambam in a veinik, but the Rambam holds lo yivne is midivre soifrim. So there's no nituk, because there's no pasuk. So what about the pshat in Rish Lakish? There's no nituk. The Rambam doesn't hold it as a real lo yivne. The Rambam holds lo yivne is the Rabbonon. If lo yivne is the Rabbonon, there's no nituk. So if the Rambam holds that lo yivne is the Rabbonon, so how you learn pshat in Rish Lakish? So we said we learn like the Rashba that the Ishisach goes off me'elov the lo yivne is asmachte be'alme. This is good if you learn that even if you're Rish Lakish, you don't need a nituk. But if Rebbe Ochber says that you need a nituk, if Rebbe Ochber says that you need a nituk, alibi de Rish Lakish, so lefi de Rambam is no nituk, is no lab. So no chamo. So our kash is vos mit de loshen for Rish Lakish. It doesn't stim. Rish Lakish didn't say the reason that the pshat is lemafresh is a yevomo and she doesn't have a ish esach and only she and not the other ones. Rebbe Ochber says he means like the Rashi. It's not Mashma, it means like the Rashi. But the Iker Kashi is that the Rashi that Mem Dalet zog klor nisht as it. And also the Fida Rambam, the Rambam holds that lo yivne is only a smachte. So it's no nituk. If you learn that it's only a smachte, there's no nituk. You may have to nishto as a zah. Das ist der Herrschte Kashi. The zweite Kashi is So the Maise B'Meilu, we're not learning like Rebbe Ochber. I want to be masked. So we're going back and we're learning like Rebbe Elchanan. that the Rashba learns that Seilefi Rabbi Yechanon and Seilefi Reish Lakish, the Geder Advorim is that the Ishesach is Nifka B'Shas Nefile. Not that in Loivne is a Parshas Nituk. Not that in Loivne is a Parshas Nituk. So if we don't learn that Loivne is a Parshas Nituk, so the Ishesach goes off. Now Rabbi Yechanon holds everyone is a Yevama, so by everyone it goes off. And Reish Lakish holds Tigale Milse Lemafreya, that only she, this is the Yevama. And our Kasha is, as Reb Baruch Ber asked, Vos mitloshin ha-gimorim, my time in the Reish Lakish, the Gemara said, Chsiv lo yivne, it's not even the answer, it's not even the kivun. The Gemara had to say, my time in the Reish Lakish, she's a Yevama, and they should sach fell off. And what Reb Baruch Ber wanted to say at Teretz, Migishlok. So remember, we left with Reb Baruch Ber's Kasha. That's the Hershte Kasha of the Derech von Rashba in the Sugi. That's the Hershte Kasha of the Derech von Rashba in the Sugi. The Tzeite Kasha of the Derech von Rashba in the Sugi is, the Loshon HaRashba in Daf Mem Dalet means Pshat. The Rashba Mem Dalet, when he speaks about Reish Lakish, so Lefi Reb Elchanan, it's very clear. The other ones were never a Yevamas, and this one, Lemafreya, she was a Yevama, but Meile it's Muta. When you read the Loshon HaRashba, I would just read the Loshon HaRashba, Afilu Reish Lakish, Sido Lo Yivne, V'keibel Shiken, Mukmine Lo Adine, Ki'ilu Lo Yehutro Lo Yibum. What's this Ki'ilu? She was never mutter. We said, Lemafreya is galim milse. The Rashba adds a word. Ki ilu lehutra leibum, vehave leyeshes ach sheloibim boki mitzvah. This is gishmak. She never fell. Till the lomim gifrek the kashim, she never fell. How she patas the tzora. Aber vehave le ki ilu lehutra leibum, the ki ilu. Aber achalutza boki mitzvah. Uporach min ha-isur, yeshesach legamri misvore, keibol sha'ol sa'im olach litzu leyabe. So the Rashba is coming to say, the other ones are not a Yevamas, and this one is a Yevama. He says everything, chutz in the same, the word that we're looking for, that Lemafreya, she's the Yevama, and Lemafreya, the other ones are not. You're right, he almost says it, Kilu, he says it. But Kimat says it. The Shaila is, when you see good Lashon HaRashba, is missing your epis. If he's coming right to say the Shtikul Teire, except like this, he doesn't have to say the Shtikul Teire. What's with Reish Lakish? He says, the other ones, Ki'ilu, were never Yevamas. So Shalai Mokim Mitzvah. And this one, Lemais, is a Yevama. So for me, she never had a Yishasach. This is the Bishlok of Reboch Ber. But it's not strong enough. The third kasha that we're Be'etzem, we're waiting already for Teretz for a month and a half. The Belchonon Taka Bleibt Zorichium. There's a Gemara in the Fchesel Mudbeis that Melamed Shemigarsha Beget Umachziro. You make a Yibum, you divorce your wife, you're allowed to take her back. Reb Elchanan, I think twice in Kibitzorah, says he doesn't know a Teretz on this Gemara. Lefi the Rashba, if the Ishesach goes off and doesn't come back, even if there's no mitzvah, why I need a pasuk melamed shemigarsha begetu machziro? I think in Aleph Tes, look in the Mafteches in Afches, not in Kibitzorah, twice. We asked that in Shiro, bleib tzorchi un otzu. Bishnem, lefi teisis Rashi in the Ritva, that the Ishesach, every time is finished. So I would think that after you finish to do Yibum, the Ishesach will come back. I need a pasuk melamed shemigarsha begetu machziro. If I taste my, I don't need a beer and schnir. But if the Rashba, then forget. The Ishesach is mutter, it stays mutter forever. If the Ishesach stays mutter forever, a kosher atzuma. The lamed shemigarsha begetu machziro, why you need a pasuk? Reb Elchanan, tzvei mo bleib tzorichin. But mekenish bleib in tzorichin of such a kasha. It's a kibad a kasha that shteitza nishto az atzad. Again, Reb Elchanan is talking in Daf Mem Alef, hutro v'nesro v'chotzo v'hutro yevomo that became achos isha. The brother went and married her sister, and she became achos isha. She became achos isha. She's a erve. Ois yibum. And then the erve dies. His wife dies. She could marry her. It's like the Rashba's no more mitzvah sibum. It's like the Rashba's someone has no mitzvah sibum. However, there's no ishestach. The ishestach disappeared. So melamed shemigarsha begetu machziro, I need a pasuk that melamed shemigarsha begetu machziro. I need a pasuk that I'm allowed to give her back. You told me that even if she's oisa yevama, the ishesach is muta b'shas tefilah, it's nice muta. So because I married her as a tzad, that I'm not allowed to take her back again? Ayala alada such a tzad? Ayala alada such a tzad? Avada nisht. So the Bible, we have three kashas on the derech of the Rashba. First, Loshna Gemara Zer Nish Gishmak. My time with the Reish Lakish, the Reb Baruch Ber decided that Reish Lakish held us every Rashi with Teisvis. Medar Katsi Nish Kandar for Reb Baruch Ber Tzah Rhein Zer Tzah Zeh Demach Leikis. But Mikoyach, Reb Baruch Ber to see how Choymer is the kasha. The second kasha we asked, Loshna Rashba, he almost says Reb Baruch Ber, but Reb Elchanan. and the kashas melamet shemegash shemegetu machzir. Why you need a pasuk? Lefi the Rashi, the Yisachar is muter. Dav zayin muter loy. Dav zayin muter loy. There's another stark kasha in the Rashi. Some really came to ask me this kasha today. I think Reb Chaim Moizer gefekt the kasha. The Gemara says melamet shemegarsho beget machzir. Melamet shemegarsho beget machzir. I'm sorry. The Gemara says hutro venesro vechosro vehutro tachzor leetei roarisha. Hutra v'nesra v'chosra v'hutra tachzor le'teira arisha. I say zog digimor. But if you have a Yevama that became a chisisha, and then she became a oisa chisisha, you're allowed to marry her. Zog the Rashba, why are you allowed to marry her? There's no mitzvah sivum, because it's not darchi noyam that the mitzvah sivum will come back. Zog the Rashba, you're right. The mitzvah sivum doesn't have to come back. The mitzvah sivum doesn't have to come back, zog the Rashba. But the heter reshesach, we're learning a yisoid falls b'shas nefile, the yishesach got arop, and the yishesach will never come back, and she stays muter le'olam. Well, the Rashba, ki the Omar Rabbi Yochanan, that everyone is muter. Why? The yishesach fell off on mitzvah sibum. Rather than that, Yudah Mudbeiz is a lo'yivne because he made a chalitza, here is no lo'yivne. This is the Rashba that we found, legabi our sugya, the Rashba and that mem dal. And that mem aleph and mem dal. Frek, Rabbi Chaim Moizer. Yeah, but it's the second man the Omar in Daf Mem Aleph. Hutro v'nesro, v'chosro v'hutro, loy tachzor le'eteiro harishoin. Shmuel holds tachzor le'eteiro harishoin. Rav holds loy tachzor le'eteiro harishoin. The Rashba says such a nice shtickle. The Yishesach goes off, it will never come back. And maybe even though there's no mitzvah sibum, but if she's not an erve, you could marry her. Very nice. Alibi de Shmuel. Un in Rav, steht nicht das in. Und Rav sagt, Hutra v'nesro, loy tachzor le'eteiro harishon. Why? She stays in Yishesach. What happened to Shlokot Erev the Rashba? What happened to Shlokot Erev the Rashba? The Rashba said that his master told us a shver sugi in the femal. Hutra v'nesro v'chozor v'hutra tachzor le'eteiro harishon. Zog the Rashba, what happened to the Gemara? There's no mitzvah sibum. After you have a heter, it's nesro, darchinoyam, the mitzvah will never come back. So the Rashba, yeah, even if the mitzvah doesn't come back, but the Yishesach goes off, the Yishesach never comes back. V'oraya, look in the Yudalef, you see Rabbi Yechanon, that the Yishesach doesn't come back. Gival. You read the next line in the Gemara. The second man of Omar says, Hutro v'nesro, lo'itachzor le'eteiro harishon. I, the Rashba, was masu b'tuf tam. If the Yishesach goes off, there's no reason that the Yishesach will come back. If the Yishesach goes off, there's no reason it will come back. So even though there's no mitzvah sibum, there's no way it will come back. And the first pshat, he said, "Hutra v'nesro, u'sidar Rabbi Yochanan." No, but Rav holds nishta ze. Zog Reb Chaim Moizer, Baruch Beros, Lefi Baruch Beros Givaldik. Rav holds like Reish Lakish taka, that it doesn't muta. Like by us, it's machlekes Rabbi Yochanan v'Reish Lakish, it's machlekes Rav v'Shmuel. Lefi Baruch Ber, the Rashba only said it in one man d'Omar. The Rashba didn't say it in everyone. The Rashba only said it in one man d'Omar. He only said it, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yochanan. I'll leave it to Reish Lakish, he didn't say it. Rav will hold like Reish Lakish. First, ganz machlekes, Rabbi Shmuel. But then we learn the Leker Baruch Ber. It's not machlekes Rabbi Yechel Reish Lakish. Everyone holds that the Yishesach goes off. We're not learning it's machlekes Asugis. We're not learning like Rabbi Baruch Ber. We're learning that Rav and Rabbi Yechel and Reish Lakish, both of them holding that the Yishesach goes off, the Yishesach doesn't come back. The Rabbi Yechel holds everyone. Reish Lakish holds them Afreya only one. But everyone holds that the Yishesach doesn't come back. So if everyone holds that the Yishesach doesn't come back, so what's it? So you're right, it's very gishmak, ein man da omar. But the zweite man da omar that holds that Hutro v'nesro loitach so le'eteira rishon, he's the leiker Rabbi Yochanan and the leiker Reish Lakish. So what's like the Rashba? I have a pshat in the sugi, I live in the Rabbi Yochanan. In the same sugi, I have a zweite man da omar. These are the four starke kashas al derech ha-Rashba. If you learn the Rashba kipshutai. So now, the first kasha is Loshana Gemore, Rabbi Ochber said, Asidor Reish Lakish. Second kasha is the Loshana Rashba Nishta Ze Gishmak, we have to miyashav it. This is the hardest kasha Shabayim. Then the kasha is Hutro Venes, Milamash Megarsha Begetu Machziro, Lefi the Rashba, I don't need a pasuk. If the Yishesach goes off, the Yishesach doesn't come back. The Yishisach goes off, the Yishisach doesn't come back. And Nochakash is, you're right, Abba Siddhama no Abba Zashalai Tarzol Eter HaRishon. The Ganta Hesmer in the Rajwa was that even there is no Mitzvah Sibum, Abba the Yishisach doesn't come back. That's even the Ganta Hesmer from the Rajwa. Even there is no Mitzvah Sibum, the Yishisach doesn't come back. And this is Rabbi Yechon Shumar HaSugya. Aber Rav holds in the Gemara of Memalef, Hutro V'Nechso, Loi Tachzol Eter HaRishon. So the Yishisach does come back. So the Chaim Moizel, if you're a Baruch Ber, that by us was a Rish Lokish Vakert, we'll say Rav Hada Zevi Rish Lokish. Aber we decided, we said in Mubur, the Loikir Baruch Ber, in the Rambam, from the Rashman of Memdal, we see the Loikir Baruch Ber. If we see the Loikir Baruch Ber, the Mele, we'd have Zogin Da'am Reb Shai. These are the Kashas. It's late, but I want to start, at least to start it. This is mamish the house from the sugya. I'm Rashi the Bible not answering today. I left these kashas open. No, missed yesterday. We're not talking with some chappin with Rashi. But with the Rashba, what's with the Rashba? Muchach that the Rashba holds that the Yishisach could come back when you finish mitzvah sibum. Yishisach comes back. What is the mocker dafches? Melamed shemigarsha begetu machziro. It's mevur in the Gemara that without a posuk, when you divorce your Yevama, the Yishisach comes back. The Rashba cannot be cholek in the Gemara. The Yishisach comes back. Rav holds hutro v'nesro, lo itachzor le'eteiro ha-rishoy. Yishisach comes back. What's the pshat in the Rashba? Kol zman, she's epes ha-Yevama, then the Yishisach doesn't come back. Not like we learned till now, Lefida Rashba, the Yishisach never comes back. It's over. Kol zman, she's a shtik yevama, the Yishisach doesn't come back. Ba. First the vote. Mamish happened, Mamish plugs in every word in the Rashba. Alts is miyushim himself. About the vote. Till now we were learning that the Yishisach Lefida Rashba is darop. Finish. There's no Yishisach. B'shas nefile, it never comes back. You'll never see it anymore. We have a kasha, melamed shemigarsha beget, hutro ben esro, lo shana gemore, lo shana rashbo, these are the kashas. The rashbo holds the Yishisach could come back. When she's not a yevam anymore, the Yishisach comes back. The mele, you need a pasuk, melamed shemigarsha beget, and machziro. On them, the Yishisach comes back. Hutro ben esro, tasa le teiro rishon, on them, the Yishisach comes back. What does the Rashba say? Kol zman she's a shtik ala yevama, then the Yishisach doesn't come back. Halt Rish Lakish, the one that you did chalitza to, she's a shtikal, she's chalutza. She's a shtikal in the parsha. So the Yishisach doesn't come back. She's in the parsha. The other ones finished the parsha already. They're over. When they're over, the Yishisach comes back. She has a shoe. She's stuck with that shoe out of her. She has the chalitza. The chalitza stays in her. The mele, the Yishisach doesn't come back. Rabbi Yochanan holds, Shlichusayu ka'avdi. So everyone has a shtik chalitza. So by everyone it doesn't come back. Dozi the tzura sadvor. Dozi the tzura sadvor. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll have masgul dos. I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to do that.